Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
These are the best r/AmItheButthole stories of 2022. Am I the butthole for evicting my sister and her daughters after they hid my wife's wig and embarrassed her? First off, I want to start by mentioning that my wife is a cancer patient. She unfortunately started losing her hair due to chemotherapy, and she's been incredibly insecure about it, her lack of hair in particular. She got a wig and started wearing it. I don't mind it. I 100% support her since she only wears it around family and friends. My sister lost her apartment after a messy divorce and moved in with her twin daughters, 16 years old, almost a month ago. Things have been going well, except my niece's constant remarks about my wife's wig. They got so hung up on it and kept asking lots of questions. They asked to take turns to try it on, suggested they straighten it with the straightener, and so on, which was exhausting. They even pressured to see her without it, but my wife was uncomfortable and refused. Yesterday, I got home and found that my wife had locked herself in the bedroom and was crying. I asked her what happened. She told me she woke up and couldn't find her wig, then discovered that my nieces had taken it and hid it, urging her to come out so they could see her without it. My wife repeatedly asked them to give it back, but they started laughing and recording. My wife had to lock the door to keep a distance because they didn't stop. I was fuming. I went into the kitchen and confronted them. They acted confused, but I was able to get the wig back. I lashed out, telling them they humiliated my wife and harassed her by taking away her wig. They said it was just a lighthearted prank, which made me go off on them even more. My sister got involved and said my wife was just being too sensitive and the girls were just curious to see her without a wig, and she overreacted. I told her her daughters were recording her, but she saw nothing wrong in that and said that I was now overreacting as well. So I lost it on her too and told her she and my nieces are no longer welcome to stay at my home and they need to leave. I later let them know about the eviction since they thought I wasn't serious, and they started crying, begging that I let it go, but my wife is no longer comfortable around them after what they did. My sister called our elderly dads and he also begged that I let them stay, insisting my nieces were just acting like typical teenagers. He offered to speak to my wife, but I declined. They've been begging that I change my mind, but I keep refusing. So, am I the butthole? No, OP, you are definitely not the butthole, in my opinion. That's a pretty horrible thing that they've done. It's absolutely disgusting. Look, I get the whole, like, kids will be kids idea, but these guys are teenagers. They've got some common sense at this point, or at least they should have. Doing that sort of thing, embarrassing someone to that extent, is actually a truly horrible thing to do. Yeah, get them gone. I'm sorry. Like, genuinely, guys, imagine having to be locked up in your own bedroom, in your own house, because you're uncomfortable. That's a pretty horrible feeling. I mean, sorry, just reading back through this again is actually crazy. They're recording and trying to actively humiliate your cancer-stricken wife. Get them gone. Am I the butthole for telling my sister that her husband would take her more seriously if she didn't dress like she did? My sister, Anna, married my friend Lance. He was the cool guy in our friend group. Handsome, mysterious, smart, quiet. I don't know how he ended up with my sister. She is the total opposite, loud, funny, outgoing. She is beautiful though, really beautiful. And when they got together, everyone said how good they looked. Anna seemed to be really in love with him all the time. She used to say how dreamy he was, how good he treated her, and how spoiled she felt. But Lance was always so stern and quiet. She would revolve around him at family gatherings, but he wouldn't engage that much with everyone but me and her. I was surprised when he asked her to marry him. My sister never took the wifey role too seriously. She had a non-traditional wedding and Lance went along with it. She made a bunch of rules that he agreed to, and then they moved to his house. Anna banned house utensils from the wedding gift list. She doesn't work, didn't finish her studies, and they don't plan on having kids. My sister is pretty much only into her looks, and I didn't think Lance cared for that before. She's always on Snapchat or Instagram. I thought that after getting married, she would dress more appropriately, since she used to use crop tops, blouses, dresses, and shirts that showed her cleavage, short skirts or tight jeans, but she says that Lance likes her just fine. Last week was my dad's birthday, and we had a party. My sister and Lance came, and she was wearing a pretty short floral dress, Nonetheless, most of the men were looking at her, including my dad's friends. Lance was as stoic as always, and my sister came to my mum and I saying that she didn't know why he was so quiet, since he's not like that. He is like that though, like what the F? So, I told her that if she didn't dress like that, he might take her more seriously. She got sad and sat quietly the rest of the night, and I didn't think much of that. But a few days ago, Lance texted me and said that he would appreciate if I didn't comment on his wife's way of dressing again. Did I miss something? Sorry guys, I'm just a little bit confused here as to why the heck OP is even getting involved in this. Like, it's so unprovoked, it's so unnecessary. It's just weird. Stay out of it. Not once in this story did I ever get any indication that anyone, apart from you, cared about what your sister was wearing. And from Lance's point of view, he's just being himself, how he always has been. And then out of nowhere, you're telling his wife how to dress. And to be honest, I'd say the same thing as him. Please don't comment on my wife's way of dressing. What? I mean, look, fair enough. Your sister came to you and was upset at the way he was acting. I get that. But that's got nothing to do with the way she dresses. And even if it did, don't say that to her. It's just rude. Let's move on. Am I the butthole for uninviting my cousin, brother, uncle, and dad to my wedding over a prank? I am a 22-year-old woman, and I grew up in a family where men prank and tease each other. Ever since my fiancé, Tim, and I got engaged, my cousin, brother, dad, and uncle joked about running some tests to see what type of man Tim is. They've done stuff like forcing him to play chess 4 times in a row, secretly slashing his tires to see if he'd fix it himself like a man, or get help like those lazy guys. They'd ask him questions like what joke he'd like to tell his future mother-in-law, his opinions on abortion, Jesus, gender equality, etc. They also tested his fishing and hunting skills, overwhelmed him with hypothetical scenarios to test his decision-making abilities and mental strength. They kept calling him slow and soft, even though he's got a medical condition, asthma, but they think he's making excuses. I've demanded them to stop, but Dad said this is just typical stuff men challenge each other with, and said that I was ruining the fun. Last week, they took Tim on a 3-day trip and hid his inhaler. He left them and returned in 7 hours and told me. I was seething after he said they admitted to hiding it as a challenge. I exploded on them when they returned. My cousin asked if little Timmy ran to you to tattle. I yelled that all 4 of them are uninvited to my wedding. My brother freaked out, saying it was a prank and they were going to give it back. Dad said they'll apologize if I insist, but Tim will have lost the little respect they'd gained for him, and in their eyes will always be the soft college kid who's not up for the challenge. I called him and the others awful, then I left. My cousin is begging that we talk. My uncle's been quiet, but Dad is so mad, and now he's getting Mum involved to get me to reconsider this decision. But I keep refusing to reinvite them. Mum's saying I'm exaggerating and should let bygones be bygones and not let this ruin my relationship with my family. So, am I the butthole for making it my hill to die on, or am I exaggerating? Hey man, do you want to hear a funny prank? Taking away someone's inhaler who has asthma. If that doesn't make you laugh, then I don't know what words. That's funny.com. I mean, you say prank, the word bullying comes to mind. That is what's going on here. Now, I don't have asthma, but those of you that do will know just how scary it is to not have your inhaler. And you know, who knows what could happen? That is just awful. People with asthma need their inhaler, ultimately, to survive. So by taking that away as a prank, you're just an absolute Now, that is the hard C word. So that's going to be censored, but I'm sure you all know what I said, and I stand by it. Am I the butthole for ordering delivery food when I only live a few blocks away from the restaurants? There's a local burger joint that my family and I love. It's about 10 blocks away from our house, and they do both delivery and pickup. I'm a full-time student and a stay-at-home mum to a toddler who's 1.5 years, while my husband also works full-time. I had a big exam and a couple of lab practicals due today and was too tired to cook dinner. So I decided to order a couple of burgers and fries from the local joints. It was already dark out, really cold, and I didn't feel like trying to wrangle my kid into their snowsuit or the stroller to walk over there, as we don't have a car. So I ordered delivery on their website for an additional fee. This wasn't a delivery service like DoorDash or Uber Eats. The restaurant uses its own online platform and hires its own drivers to deliver food. I paid online and left a 20% tip. About 30 minutes later, I got a notification that the delivery driver was at my building, so I went downstairs to pick my food up. When I got to the door, the delivery person was very rude and told me that next time I should get off my butt and pick up my own dang food, and that she doesn't get paid enough to deliver food less than a mile. I just grabbed my food and didn't say a word to her and headed back towards the elevator. I heard a pound on the locked door as I walked away and turned around to see she'd hit the door with some snow and was flipping me off. I went upstairs kind of frazzled and ended up calling the restaurant to let them know what happened and to please reimburse me for my tip. The manager I talked to was horrified and apologized and ended up returning my tip, also offering me a 20% off coupon for a future visit. Now, we love this burger shop, so this poor experience isn't going to stop us from eating their food. I'm just not going to get delivery from them again. So, am I the butthole for ordering delivery from a restaurant a few blocks away? Is this some kind of unwritten rule of delivery that I didn't know about? No, it definitely isn't. That is odd. Now look, I don't know how this delivery driver gets paid exactly. Let me know in the comments if you have any sort of idea, but I would just presume that they get an hourly wage, right? And it's as simple as that. It doesn't depend on how many deliveries they get done or how long they're on the bike, etc., etc. If anything, if it was dependent on how many deliveries they got done in their shift, they'd be more happy with short deliveries like this, wouldn't they? The whole point being, I don't get why this delivery driver was unhappy at only going a short distance. Like, that's what you've signed up for. I don't really understand. I genuinely can see no way in which this disrupts them at all. Like, if they're getting paid more to do more deliveries, they love it. If they're not, which it seems like they're not, then why does it matter? Like, nothing's changed. You're still doing your job. I don't get it. I mean, look, maybe they were having an awful day, but what's really rude and absolutely inexplicable is then chucking a snowball at them and giving them the finger. I mean, that is just mental. Probably needs to be sacked. That's disgraceful customer service. Good thing that the manager, you know, respected you and gave you a coupon, though. I rate that a lot. Am I the butthole for saying it's a little embarrassing that a girl's nanny puts little notes in her lunch? So, this girl, Nicole, who is 16, started going to my school after winter break. She's a little weird, to be honest. She doesn't talk a lot, and when she does talk, she's so quiet that you can barely hear her. She used to eat in her car, but one of my friends felt bad for her and invited her to eat with us. I noticed that all of her lunches had a little piece of paper and she'd read it, smile for like 2 seconds, then fold it up and put it in a pocket in her lunchbox. Sometimes she'd take it out and read it a couple of times during lunch. I eventually asked her what it was and she said that she has a nanny and she writes her notes every day. I asked if she thinks that's a little embarrassing because I don't know anyone who's had notes in their lunches past fifth grade. She got kind of defensive and said that her nanny does similar things for her siblings, who are all in preschool or elementary school, so it kind of proved my point. She started eating in her car again after that, and one of my friends got mad at me because apparently she had a really bad home life before moving here, and she's never had anyone do that stuff for her. I don't know how the frick she expected me to know, considering she usually only talks about school, but it started some drama in my friend group, so I wanted to know if I was the butthole. Newsflash, you are. Yeah, again, I'm sorry, but OP, I don't want to like flat out say you're a bully, but you're definitely bordering on bullying tendencies here. You have actually acknowledged yourself that when this girl reads the note from her nanny, she smiles. Sometimes, and I'm reading your words here, if you're watching this, I'm reading your words. Sometimes reading it 2 or 3 times and smiling to herself, because guess what? It makes her happy. And the fact that you're saying, oh, you're a kid for doing that, why would you want to take someone's happiness away from them? Why? Answer me that. Comment down below. If you're watching right now, comment down below. I'm interested. Or call me. My number is 07986. Oh yeah, but in all seriousness, this girl is now eating alone in her car because of you. Think about that. Really do. Am I the butthole for banning my mother-in-law from the house after I discovered that she's installed a camera in the bedroom? My husband, who's 33, got into a car accident almost a month ago. He's been bedridden due to a back injury, and I've been his primary caregiver. The pressure has been too much from my mother-in-law. She keeps telling me to take care of him and be there for him constantly. She begged me to take time off work, and I did. She asked me to send her hourly updates about his condition for the first 2 weeks, but when I don't, she gets mad and causes an issue. She visits every day, but doesn't do anything to help. Alternatively, she actually lists all the things I should or shouldn't do. The family keeps telling me she's just worried sick for her son, so I try and stay calm. Days ago, she called to berate me about not replacing his sheets quickly. I had no idea how she found out, since my husband doesn't call her. My sister-in-law called me to tell me that her mum installed a camera in the bedroom to see if I was taking proper care of her son. I was stunned. After searching the room, I found the camera, and I called her and had a huge fight with her. She admitted it and said she was just feeling concerned and wanted to make sure her son was being cared for, despite him calling her every day. I yelled at her, telling her that she's no longer allowed into my home after this. She lost it and went on a rant about how I'm stopping her from seeing her son and that not seeing him will literally make her sick herself. The family called me later to get me to back out of this decision, but I told them she breached my privacy and took advantage of the situation. They said I'm taking it too personally and that I can't blame a concerned mother for wanting to make sure her son's fine, especially since she listed things she thought I was doing wrong. I ended the conversation, but my husband is upset, telling me I'm being vindictive and that if his mum can't come, then he'll move there with her. We argued, then I went outside, and he's been silent ever since. So, am I the butthole? Well, you know what, OP? I'm still firmly on your side, but that last sentence has confused me quite a lot. Does your husband actually want a camera to be in his room then? Is that what he's saying? Because I guess if that is the case, then you kind of have to do what he says. Ultimately, you are looking after him and you have to have his best interests at heart. It's just a bit strange what he's saying. It seems as though he's not even giving one ounce of thought to what you know you're going through and the effect that his mum is having on you when you're the one that's putting in all the effort, taking care of him 100% of the time, and his mum is just doing nothing apart from picking on you and just saying do this better, do that better. It's very odd. I was all set with what to say to this mum and say how in the wrong she was and how well you're doing, OP, but that last sentence has confused me. I'm a bit confused by your husband's response, if I'm honest. I mean, this might be a little bit too far, but if your husband is actually wanting to move back in with his mum, then just let him. I know it sounds harsh and you probably love the bloke. Who doesn't? Maybe this situation is the best thing to happen to you. I know it sounds horrible to say that, but maybe it is, as it makes you realize that this entire family are just a bit weird and you probably don't want to have kids with this man who wants to go and live with his mother. Am I being too harsh there on a guy that's broken his back or whatever? I don't know. Comment down below and let me.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
No. Am I the butthole for asking my sister to stop fostering dogs so she could help me with my kids? Okay, just writing the title like that made me feel super guilty, but please hear me out before judging too harshly. I am a 38-year-old woman, and I've got 4 kids aged 11 months, 3, 5, and 10. I love them all more than anything, but I'll be the first to admit that our house is constant chaos and it can get very exhausting. My sister, who's 33, is child-free, but loves my kids and was happy to watch the older 2 or sometimes 3 to help me keep my sanity. This has been extremely helpful, and I tell her all the time how grateful we are for her help. The thing is that the kids used to go over to her house, but right now they can't because my sister is fostering an elderly chihuahua. My sister claims she can't have them over for the time being as they'd stress out the dog. Now, this dog is extremely frail and timid, so I think that was a fair assessment. This was the 4th dog she's fostered, all of which couldn't be around my kids. This most recent dog took 8 months to find a home for, but most of her other dogs took even longer. When she told me she found an adopter, I knew I could finally breathe a sigh of relief and joked about how I was glad she could babysit again. Then my sister proceeded to tell me that there was a second dog that desperately needed a new foster, so she planned to take in that one as soon as her current dog was gone, so she couldn't do any more babysitting than she already is. Sometimes she comes over to my house in the morning to help out. I could literally feel my stress levels spike. I haven't ever done this before, but I opened up to her about how much I've been struggling since she got the dog, how little sleep I get each night, how my husband hasn't been helping as much as he should, and some other deeply personal issues that I've been struggling with. Then I asked her, point blank, to not get another dog. She comforted me, but ultimately didn't agree on anything and said she needed some time to think. I know I'm asking a lot of her, since rescuing dogs is her passion, and that is why I feel so guilty, but I don't have anyone else to help me. I can't afford a babysitter long term, and my friends all have their own kids to look after. Above all, my kids will always come before a dog, and that's the reason I was willing to request it. I've told a few different people about the situation and got on a wide range of heavily biased opinions, so that's why I've decided to come on Reddit and ask you guys. Was this unreasonable? I would never demand her to do this if she didn't want to, but is it really so wrong to just be honest in my situation and earnestly ask? Wow, starting this video off with a butthole, in my opinion, guys. As always, get in the comments, let me know what you think, but for me, yeah, sorry, OP, you're the butthole. Now look, you say, above all, your kids will always come before a dog, and that's fine in your opinion, but it's not then fair to expect your sister to have the same opinion as you. Like, that might be the opposite for her. I mean, clearly she's chosen not to have children in her life, and instead she loves, it's her passion, as you say, to foster dogs and look after them, not to babysit your kids. As much as I'm sure she likes doing it for you, fostering dogs is her real passion. But you're saying that kids come before them, maybe that's true for you, but not for her. If anything, I want to know where the dad is in all of this, your husband, because he's the one that needs to step up and actually help you out. Look, I get it, having four kids is obviously an insane amount of effort, but you can't just put all of that onto your sister, who never made the choice to have those kids. That was you and your husband's choice. But where is he? I don't know. Someone let him know that he needs to get in the mixer. Am I the butthole for telling my therapist lies? Because I suspected she was telling my husband what I was telling her during our sessions. I started seeing a therapist 6 months ago because I had postpartum depression. At first, she really helped me, but then I noticed on two occasions my husband mentioned things I hadn't told him, but I had confided in my therapist. Since I had no proof and I didn't want to accuse either of them, I decided to tell my therapist lies that I knew he would confront me on if he heard them, to see if I was being delusional or not. The more I lied to her, the more suspicious I became too, since even things I said that made my husband look awful were challenged by her and twisted to make him look good. It took a while for him to confront me, but he did. At first, he never believed I was lying during those sessions, but when I finally convinced him I was, he was still furious at me. He said he only wanted to make sure I was okay, and he hadn't been using the therapist to spy on me. So, am I the butthole? Wow, this is so bad from both the therapist, obviously, primarily, but also your husband. Like, therapy has to be the most private thing, or it doesn't work. The whole point is that you're talking through issues that you're having with the therapist and really nobody else, I guess. Or at least you have to be confident that what you're saying at that moment in the room only stays in the room. It doesn't work if the therapist is telling other people. That's just ridiculous. Like, if anything, I swear it's actually illegal. I know it's your husband, but it doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure that as a therapist, legally, you're not allowed to tell other people about your therapy sessions. Genuinely, isn't that like a code of ethics or something for counseling? I don't know. If you know, let me know in the comments, but it seems like it should be illegal to stop this sort of thing happening, because it's very, very dangerous. Your husband should know better, but this therapist is, I think, literally breaking the law. Oh, and needless to say, by the way, if it wasn't completely obvious already, Opie is definitely not the butthole, and what you're doing is completely justified. Am I the butthole for keeping all the money from mine and my wife's baby shower? My wife and I are having our first baby boy. We're due in May, so we had our shower last weekend. Her family didn't really plan the whole thing, other than decorating. So I ended up purchasing a venue, as I wanted to make a big deal of this, to make my wife feel special. I spent 2.5k on this venue, which I was prepared to do and I was okay with. My wife wanted something smaller initially, but I wanted to do the co-ed thing and invite my friends and family too. After paying for the place, my account was depleted, and I won't be paid again for 2 weeks. So, I took all the cash we were given in cards and deposited it into my account. We ended up getting about $1,600, so I only ended up paying less than $1,000 for the shower. Yeah, not entirely sure that's how it works, but okay. My wife is upset about this, because she feels as if the money should be used for more baby things, and not to pay myself back, as she put it. I told her I can't just have $0 in my account for 2 weeks, and she said I should have thought of that before booking such a big space for the shower instead of doing something smaller, like she originally wanted. She's also upset because a majority of the money came from her family. I honestly just assumed any money we got was going into paying for the shower, and she assumed it would be for whatever else we didn't get on our registry. I can't help but feel like she's being ungrateful about the situation. but I also possibly should have planned ahead so I wouldn't be left with no money. I'll probably use the money on baby stuff anyway. However, I need gas and food money as well. So the question is, am I the butthole here? Yeah, this really doesn't look that good, OP. Sorry. Sounds as if to me you've just spent way too much money unnecessarily on a baby shower that nobody apart from you really wants in the first place, especially not your wife. And now you're just trying to get the money back that you spent unnecessarily. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Just to be clear, you did the opposite of what your wife wanted to make her feel special, even though she didn't want that in the first place. And then you're using the money that people were giving, you know, to support the baby and for you to buy the baby things to reimburse yourself so that you can buy food. It's strange, guys. It is. Yeah, let me know if you agree. But for me, definitely the butthole. Am I the butthole for getting mad that my artist hid their initials in my tattoo? I went to a tattoo shop in my area with a photo of the tattoo I wanted. It was one my dad had gotten to honor my past grandfather, whose father also had it. But the point is, it was important to me that the tattoo looked exactly as it did in the photo. I get to the shop, explain everything, pay, get the tattoo, and we're done. I think it looks awesome and everything is great, until a few weeks later, when I show my great-grandmother the tattoo. She's static, grabs my arm to look at it and compliment it, and then asks, "Who's AJ?" I ask her what she means, and she points out on the tattoo where the initials A and J, or maybe T, were hidden. I'm instantly fuming, as I remember my artist's name is Alice Trevor. She tries to assure me it's no big deal if I hadn't noticed it till now, but I still reached out to the artist, sort of irritated. They told me the style of art I got is called traditional, and it's pretty trad for all artists who do that style to do it. I demanded a partial refund, and they refused, so I complained to the owner who made the artist give me a full refund. Now the artist is running a full smear campaign, talking about moving shops and all kinds of rubbish. My sister says I'm a butthole for pushing the issue, but I feel like at the end of the day, I told you exactly what I wanted and you didn't do that. So, am I the butthole? This is truly awful. It's one thing signing your name on some normal artwork, you know, not a tattoo that's on someone's body for life. You know, a painting, for example. If you've done it, sign your name, that's absolutely fine. And that is industry standard. It's not traditional, it's not pretty trad to sign your name on a tattoo, especially when you haven't got permission from the person's body you're tattooing in the first place. That is so poor. That's awful. Like, in my opinion, that is the same as somebody giving you like a stencil lever, a picture, saying, "Tattoo this on me," and then you do something different. Because that's what you've done here. You've said you're going to do one thing, and you've done something else different. That's mental. And I'm sorry, you should be not just fully reimbursed, but you could sue. You really could. That's there for life. Unless you get it removed, that's literally there for life, something that you don't want on your body. That's awful. Like, if you think about it, they've branded you with their initials. That is mental. You're definitely not the butthole. They are. Get your money and 10x it. Am I the butthole for asking my fiance to remove her adult actress friend from her wedding party? I'm engaged to my fiance and will be marrying in a few months. Right now, we're both still deciding our wedding parties. So, she is very close friends with an adult actress. She used to work adjacent to that industry and made a lot of connections, and this one stuck. The friend is well known. Like, I'm not gonna say either her real name or stage name because she could be found very easily. Her face is also very recognizable, to the point where if we go out to eat with her, she will inevitably be asked for an autograph. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't disapprove of her at all. That's her business. She's great. But my family is staunchly religious. So much so that my mum said that if the wedding was not held in a chapel, she would not be attending. I know it's ridiculous, but it's my family. And it's not just her, it's that entire side, with the exception of a few cousins and my siblings. So this is a problem because of how recognizable my wife's friend is. I'll fully admit that prior to meeting her, I'd watched a few of her videos just because of how viral they are. I'm sure other guys there will have seen her videos too. And if something gets mentioned or pointed out, it could cause so much drama that I really don't want to deal with on the wedding day. I also don't want attention to be taken off the woman I'm marrying because half the people there have seen one of the bridesmaids banging six guys at once. So when my fiance told me, I brought up my concerns and asked that she not make her actress friend a bridesmaid. My fiance was not not happy. She told me that she is one of her closest friends and that she's not moving her out of our wedding just to appease my mother. I told her that I want our day to go off without a hitch, and this is just mitigating risk. I also said that I felt that she owed me one because she vetoed a groomsman of mine because he cheated on someone in the bridal party. She felt it was unfair, and now we're at an impasse. She told me that the way I was behaving was gross and that I was being a butthole. So, now here we are. Am I the butthole? Yeah, look, I'll be honest. I do kind of get your concerns, OP. You want everything to run smoothly, and I get that potentially there could be a tiny hiccup with this guest. But ultimately, it's your wife who wants her to be there, right? It's her friend, not yours. And she wants her to be a bridesmaid. I mean, that's above just a normal guest. You kind of got to go with your wife on this one, or your wife-to-be anyway. The point about her owing you one because she vetoed a groomsman of yours doesn't make any sense, because he cheated on someone that is going to the wedding. That's completely different to having a job. And yeah, look, I get it. It's an out there job. Fair enough. There might be some people going that recognize her, but that's still her job at the end of the day. That's different to cheating on someone else that's going there, you know? And also, sorry, I'm just rereading this. Your family is deeply religious, right? You've explained that. Yet you are going to have a cheating groomsman at your wedding. Not sure how that adds up, buddy. Not sure at all. So yeah, just to confirm, in my opinion, you are the butthole. Sorry. Am I the butthole for embarrassing my father-in-law after I repeatedly asked him to explain his joke to me? I am a 27-year-old woman, and I used to be an escort from 18 until 23. Now, I'm not proud of it, but I also don't give an F because I did what I had to do to keep studying and a roof over my head. That's how I met my fiancé, who was 37. Though he was never my client. We began to date when I was 25, and 3 or 4 months after that, his brother-in-law exposed me. No idea how he found out, because there's no way my fiancé already knew, and thus we had to come clean in front of his whole family. Yes, I did that. Yes, he knows. Yes, he doesn't care. It was 2 years ago at that time. We got over it. After that, there was a span of 3 to 4 months in which my mother-in-law and some of my fiancé's aunts and cousins policed their husbands when I was around. It was really weird, to be honest, because the dudes were like 40 to 60, and I wasn't that desperate. So, my fiancé shut their BS down hard, and even though his family still gives me the side eye from time to time, we thought it was behind us. He proposed last year, and 5 months ago we found out that I was pregnant. We were really happy about it, and we told his family as soon as we knew. His sisters and young brother were happy for us, but his mum took me aside and begged me to be honest with her and asked if this was really my fiancé's child. I was taken aback, but I just rolled my eyes and said yes. She gave me some trashy speech about how I only wanted to make sure and that I'm happy to be a grandmother. Well, last weekend we were at his parents with his family and some of his friends, and we were talking about the name, how he might look, you know, small talk. We love him regardless, but there's always some, oh, I hope he gets your nose. I like your eyes, I hope he gets them comments. And my father-in-law said that he and his children have a birthmark in the inner thigh, and that even his grandchildren, one of my sister-in-law's kids, got them. So our baby might too. But then he said, but how can we know who he got it from? It may as well be from me, my boy, or my brothers. And he and his brothers began to laugh. My fiance got mad, and before he could say anything, I said, I don't get it. And my father-in-law said, yeah, because it runs in the family. And I said again, I don't get it. Why would he get it from you? And he began to get nervous and said, because, you know, it's just a joke. And I said, but I don't get it. And you all laughed. So explain. It got to the point that some of his friends said, hey, it's not funny. So he excused himself and left. Later, my fiance's brother-in-law came to me and said that I was wrong for embarrassing him like that in his own house, and that I knew what the joke was about, and because of my past, I shouldn't be surprised. Now they're all demanding that I apologize to my father-in-law. Yeah, you're definitely not the butthole, OP. And you know you're not the butthole. Like, this is actually crazy. This joke is so bad. What I do love, though, is that you've just said, even though of course you get it, I don't get it, explain it to me right now. Like, again and again. Just embarrassing him to his face. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you make a joke at somebody's expense, you have to be able to deal with that. I'm sorry. You just do. I mean, he literally made a joke about him and other men from the family impregnating you. That is That is mental. I'm sorry. Like, this is a woman that's going to be in your family for life and you're making that joke. That's ridiculous. Yeah, you're obviously not the butthole for questioning that. Wow. Am I the butthole for refusing to make my husband apologize for what he said to my mum at the dinner table? So, I, a 31-year-old woman, recently got married to my husband, Scott. Before I met him, I was engaged to my former fiancé, Martin. But we broke it off because this relationship was sort of pushed by my family, because he's a doctor and comes from a wealthy family. When our relationship ended, Mum was devastated. She did her best to bring us back together. For example, she lied to Martin about me being pregnant to save us. That was years ago now, and we're all on good terms, including Martin. Mum, though, still has a bit of tension towards Scott. She treats him well, but constantly makes passive, nagging comments about him. She compares him to Martin all the time, which bothers both of us, but we try and let it slide. Mum kept telling Scott about the diamond ring, new car, and bank accounts Martin got for his fiancé, and kept sending him photos saying how generous Martin is to his fiancé, then compared him to Scott and what he'd done for me. I told her to stop doing this, and she apologised. Last week, we were over at my parents' house for a social gathering. Lots of relatives came and we had dinner. At the dinner table, Mum asked Scott if he saw the text she sent him the other day. He said he was sorry and that he didn't. She told him to check it right then and read it out loud so everyone at the table could hear. He took his phone and started reading the text out loud. Her text mentioned how Martin got his fiancé a new house and how generous he was, then said that Martin is younger than Scott, yet able to buy a house. Basically shaming Scott for his inability to buy a house. She wrapped up by saying that Martin maybe wasn't so bad for me after all. I was shocked, and Scott was fuming, obviously. However, he didn't lash out or anything. He just looked at the text, smiled, and said, "You know, what gets me about this entire text is how you were a public educator for 30 years, yet you can't differentiate between the passive you and the contraction your." Good God, the thought of all the children that must have been left behind. Everyone at the table burst into laughter, and Mum's face went pale. She decided to leave the table, then she and my sister started yelling at me, saying Scott was being awfully rude, and I needed to get him to apologise immediately for embarrassing Mum at the table. I refused, then pointed out how she was being judgmental towards him. She defended herself, saying she was just letting him know, and he had no confidence and took it personally. I left, but I kept getting told to talk to him and get him to apologise for what he did. Alright, ending with a bit of a debate one then. Guys, before I even say anything, before I give my opinion, get down in the comments and let me know, do you think that OP is the butthole or not? And give me some reasoning. That's important. I will say that in this post, in this event on its own, in isolation, no, you're definitely not the butthole. But if you want to take it bigger picture, then maybe you are, because it sounds as if this has been going on for a very, very long time. Your mother is clearly just crazy, as is your sister, but your mother is especially just like mental. Continuing to compare your husband to an ex of yours is actually crazy. Now, what makes me say that perhaps OP actually is the butthole is that it doesn't look like you've stopped this, right? This has been going on for years, I think, and you haven't at one point seemed to have brought it up that you don't want this to carry on. Look, I'm not saying fight your husband's battles, but also is your mother. And look, as a guy, you obviously have to be polite to your mother-in-law. So it's kind of up to you a little bit to say, can you stop comparing my husband to my ex? So weird in the first place. I don't really think it should have gotten to this point in the first place, really. This should have stopped so many years ago. So just saying that you refuse to apologize, you could argue is not going far enough. Look, it's good that you did that. You didn't completely bend over. But I think really you should have gone a lot further than this many years ago. Guys, what do you reckon? Let me know in the comments. Am I the butthole for what I said after my husband commented on my flat chest? My husband Jared and I have been married for 3 years. He's currently out of work. He used to work at a high-paying job, but got kicked out the company over a fight with a co-worker. And I'm the one paying for rent and utilities. We dedicate some time to see his family weekly. They don't know he's unemployed because he thought they'll see him as a failure, especially his mum. So he told me to keep it a secret. Last night, we were sitting eating dinner at the table. His cousin was talking about his fiancé going to Brazil to do a boob job. Jared asked if he was serious, then flattered his cousin's fiancé's boobs, saying they're perfect, and that he didn't understand why she'd get a boob job. He then turned to me and stared at my chest while I was eating, like an idiot. I've got a flat chest, I'm insecure about it, but I can't do anything about it, obviously. And said, "Hey, why don't you get a boob job? You're the one who needs it the most." His mum gasped and was like, Jared. I said, it's fine. I then turned to him and said, I'll get a boob job once you get an actual job since you've been unemployed for 6 months now. He stared at me in disbelief. His mum began questioning him about being unemployed, and he denied, denied, and denied, then admitted it was true. It got awkward with his mum scolding him and others shaming him for it and for hiding it. He got so overwhelmed, he went outside and stayed inside the car until I came. He started yelling at me repeatedly, "You couldn't have held your effing tongue!" and accused me of turning his family against him and having them judge, then shun him, and now he can't even step a foot in their house from the shame and guilt. I argued that his comment about my chest was insulting, but he said he was giving me a piece of advice and that there's nothing wrong with him wanting me to look pretty, and that he said what he said out of support and encouragement. But what I did was the complete opposite, and that it was intended to hurt him, and I succeeded. He dropped me off at home, then went to stay with his buddies. I called him later, thinking he'd calmed down, but his friends said he didn't want to speak to me and that I should give him space. And there we go. In my opinion, there is no way that you're the butthole OP. It's one of those, isn't it? You get an insulting comment from someone, you give it back, and they can't take it. If you dish it out, you've got to be prepared to take it. It's as simple as that. Saying that you've got a flat chest is extremely insulting. There's no need for that. It's just downright disrespectful. So if you then reveal a secret that realistically he probably should have told his family anyway, seems fair enough in my opinion. Am I the butthole for treating my daughter-in-law like a child when she was acting like one? My son and his wife have been staying with us for about a month now, while they prepare to move into a new place in May. My wife and I enjoy having them with us, and for the most part, my daughter-in-law is lovely, but she is very messy. I'm retired from the army, and I've always run my house to a certain set of standards, and I expect them to be followed even by guests. My son has often described his wife as someone who prefers clutter, and she generally likes to have things where she can see them. But after I voiced my displeasure over the clutter in the guest bedroom they are presiding in, as well as in the guest bath they use every day, she did begin to decrease this amount of clutter, but not to the standards I would like in my home. My daughter-in-law still leaves her makeup out in the bathroom until she gets home in the afternoon because she runs out of time in the mornings to put them up. To her credit, she does clean everything once she gets home, but I don't appreciate having to stare at the mess for hours until she returns. I tried handling this privately with my son, in hopes that he could talk to her. And while he did agree, he mostly made excuses about her behavior, equating it to an unstable home life growing up with incompetent parents, and in the foster system towards her later teen years. I admit, she still is quite young at 20, but my kids knew how to clean up after themselves before they were out of elementary school. My frustrations over the situation grew to a head one day, when yet again, she left out makeup in the bathroom. And in response, I took a trash bag and placed all of her makeup and everything underneath the sink that was hers as well in it. And then in the guest bedroom, every piece of clothing she owned, etc., in that bag. Now, I had no intention of actually throwing her belongings in the trash, but I wanted to show her how serious I was on the matter, and I thought maybe handling it how I would have handled a teenager would have given her a bit of a wake-up call, since she'd seemed to miss out on it in her childhood. My daughter-in-law came home before my son, and when she discovered her things in the trash bags outside of the front door, I could tell she was rather shell-shocked. I didn't yell, but I was stern when I explained that her behavior had been very disrespectful, and if it continued, she'd have to leave my house. My daughter-in-law didn't say much, and just looked at me with wide eyes the whole time. And then, when I was done, she apologized, and took all of her things back inside the room she was staying in. I could hear her crying, which seemed to me to be dramatic, and when my son got home, he apologized for my daughter-in-law's messiness, but said the way that I handled the situation was too far. I told him it was my house and therefore my rules. Now my daughter-in-law has been keeping all of her things in her car and won't even place them in the house at all. She's also become very reserved when I'm around, but is completely fine around my daughters and wife. The mess stopped, but now there's an awkwardness in the house. And there we go, guys. Our first butthole of today's episode. Yeah, you're definitely the butthole OP, I'm sorry to say, by a mile. Why are you controlling someone like this? Another adult. It's crazy. Look, I get it. It's your own home, and obviously you have your own rules. That's fine. But you've given them the guest room and the guest bathroom. Like, that's their space. What they do with that space, as long as it's not completely ridiculous, is kind of up to them. If they leave their makeup out after getting ready and then clean it up when they come back later in the day, that's completely fine. What is wrong with that? In fact, I presume that's the most normal thing thing for people to do. If you're in a rush in the morning and you just want to get out, why clean up after yourself? Do it when you get back. It's the guest room. It's their space. Leave them to it, you weirdo. And also, putting her clothes in a plastic bags or bin bags and like faking that you're going to get rid of them? So odd. No wonder she's not talking to you. No wonder she's putting her stuff in the car. You're a freak. Am I the butthole for forcing my parents to disown my gay brother? Okay, context needed, obviously. I am a 28-year-old woman and I hate my 30-year-old brother. He was always the golden child. I was an oops baby, and they never wanted a girl. Plus, I was a fussy baby compared to him. So I annoyed my mother. He hated me too, and kept telling lies about me to my parents. If he stole something, he would blame me, and they believed him. He sabotaged all of my relationships, he bullied me, he forced my friends against me, and my parents always took his side. I left home for college. I managed to get a scholarship as soon as I could. He stayed in my hometown, renting a place near my parents, paid for by them, of course. They stopped contacting me. Our family group chat was always about my brother and his achievements, and never sent me money. I live in another state now, married. My family was invited, but didn't even bother showing up for my own wedding, and with a second baby on the way. My husband's family is great, so that's helping me a lot. Anyways, my parents are very traditional. Male head of the family, tradition, all this rubbish. So my brother coming out shocked them. They absolutely demanded blood-related descendants to carry on the family name. I should mention that me and my kids all have my husband's surname. Adoption is not an option, neither is surrogating. They accept only proper marriage. So, out of the blue, my brother contacted me. Apparently, my parents will disown him, he lives off their money and has never worked, unless he fixes the relationship with me, so that they can lay claim to my children. Now they say this since he is the reason I drifted away from my family. Now he's not the sole cause, I do blame my parents too. He actually flew over to my state, cried a lot, blamed all the bullying on his stress from being in the closet, yada yada. I told him to F off. My family is dead to me and I don't care about him. He's now saying how I'm petty and willing to ruin an adult's life over childhood slights. Also that I'm homophobic, etc. But I refuse to be back in contact with my parents as a backup source of blood-related grandbabies now that their golden child has failed them. So, am I the butthole? No, you're not the butthole for me. When someone comes back into your life demanding something and is only really talking to you because they need something from you, despite the fact that they've been terrible to you for the rest of their life, then no, you don't owe them anything. And look, it's unfortunate what's going to happen to your brother, OP. I get that. It's a sad situation that your parents feel this way, but it's not up to you to change their mind, is it? In my opinion, yeah, leave them alone. Leave them to it. Also, your brother's saying that you're homophobic. That is mental. Because you don't want to do something for me, oh, you're now a homophobe. Not at all related. Your brother's a bit of a joke. I get it, he's going through a hard time, but come on. You can't just demand something from someone, then when they say no, say, oh, because I'm gay, you're homophobic. That's insane. Am I the butthole for letting my mother-in-law and sister-in-law find our, my husband's and mine, bedroom toys because I suspected they snooped in my drawers? My husband and I have been dating for 6 years and married for 4. We have a 3-year-old baby boy, and since we don't plan on having more children, I told my husband that I wanted to get my boobs redone because I wanted them more perky, and I had surgery last year. My mother-in-law has always been sniffy because my husband is her only son. We've gone low contact over the years because she's overbearing with him and dismissing of me. Things got a little better when our baby was born, but after my surgery, oof. It's like I wrote on my forehead, "Look at my boobs, I want to cheat on my husband." She's always implying that I did it for male validation. Yeah, your sons, for God's sake. That I'll leave my husband, that I look like a hooker because I wear stuff that shows cleavage, that I could have gotten them a little smaller, everything. She also complains about my clothes and underwear a lot because no married woman with a child should dress like that. And see, that's what stung me, because how could she know? I suspected she was going in my drawers, but my husband told me that she could never. She made a comment about a cute set of lingerie that shows basically everything, and I was so confused. I asked how she knows I have that, and she said she saw it in the washing machine. But I prefer to wash my sets by hand so the lace lasts longer. Anyway, we recently changed our bedroom, and I had an idea to put an end to this. When I was restocking my drawers, I used one in my vanity to put all of my husband's and my sex toys, as well as a few sets of lingerie and a dirty letter he wrote to me once. My mother-in-law visited us a few times and said nothing, so I did feel bad for accusing her. But yesterday, she was here with my sister-in-law, and my husband and I were in the kitchen cooking for them. We heard my mother-in-law calling us, and when we went to our room, they were standing next to my open drawer. I just snorted, looked at my husband, and said, "See, she snoops." My husband got red in the face, berated my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law, and they both left after calling me indecent. My husband is mad at them, but he's mad at me too, because he says I shouldn't have set a trap for his family, and is saying that we three need to all apologize to each other. So maybe I'm the butthole? Okay, from your husband's perspective, I get it. You're kind of humiliating his mum and his sister, but they deserve to be humiliated. There's no privacy there. They're snooping through your things. That is bad. It's just a drawer in your bedroom as well. Like, they're acting as if you put a sex toy, I don't know, in a communal area. No, it's in your bedroom, in your private space. They shouldn't be looking there. And it's only their fault that they found it. They shouldn't be snooping. They're a disgrace. Am I the butthole for taking my baby to see my family against my wife's wishes? And then telling her she needs to see a therapist. We came home from the hospital 5 weeks ago with our first child, a boy. But for the next 4 weeks, my wife didn't let any of my family visit our son. However, her mother and sister came over several times a week. My wife refuses to let my family see him because she doesn't want to play host. My family understands that being a new mum is stressful, and they have no expectations of being treated like proper guests. I told her it's not fair though, that her family can come and go as they please, but my family can't even meet him. She said her family comes over to help her, which isn't really true. They just hold the baby a little, and if the baby isn't sleeping, then I'm the one taking care of him while they're here. They don't clean or anything. At most, they might bring some takeout on the way over. Finally, I decided I'll be taking the baby to see my parents last weekend. My wife doesn't breastfeed, so I got all the formula and diapers and everything I'd need for a couple of days and packed a bag. I thought this was a win-win, because my wife could have some time to herself or come along, and she wouldn't be under any pressure to host anyone. But she got mad when I told her what I would do. But I told her, this is happening. I'm the baby's father, and my family has a right to see him, just as hers does. She refused to come along, and said she can't believe I'm treating a new mother this way. I left on Friday evening, and I didn't hear anything from my wife on Saturday. But her sister and mum were over, and they sent a bunch of texts basically accusing me of abusing a new mother. Finally, on Sunday, she started sending me text after text about how I was a terrible husband, how I'd kidnapped her son, how a baby can't be separated from its mother, etc. It got so bad that I cut my visit short and drove home. She was very mad when I got home and refused to speak to me. The next day, when the baby was asleep, I sat her down and tried to calmly explain to her that I am the father of the baby, so I have as much right to where he goes and who he sees as she does. We are equal parents, and she needs to accept reasonable compromises when we disagree, like my family being able to see our son and her not having to host them. She called me a butthole and shouted that she gets more say because she is the one who was pregnant with him. At that point, I said if she thinks that way and the accusation she texted me, I think she really needs to see a doctor and get assessed for PPD because her behavior is not normal. She called me a butthole and said that I was abusing my position as the earner. Money was never part of any discussion. She's been giving me a near silent treatment all week, resisting any attempts to discuss therapy, and her sister has texted me saying I should apologize to her for what I said. I told her sister that I'd said absolutely nothing wrong in response to being accused of kidnapping and being a lesser parent to my son. I'm standing my ground, but I need an outside perspective. Am I the butthole? Now, this one is probably our first contentious one of the episode. Look, get in the comments down below if you're watching on YouTube and let me know what you think, because I think this one could go either way. Ultimately, I don't think both of you have performed very well here. Let's be realistic. On the one hand, it is quite frankly ridiculous that your wife is not letting your family come and see the new baby. I mean, that's mental. Imagine if you were in that position and you weren't allowed to go and see, I don't know, your son's new child. That's crazy. So that's, first of all, that is way too far, especially given that she's letting her own family come and see. Like, that's just not fair. However, then taking the baby away from your wife for a couple of days, that is a lot. isn't it? Look, I know you told her before you did it, but seriously, like, that, if you just went and saw them for one afternoon or something, I could maybe allow that a little bit more. But she's only getting her family over for a few hours at a time, it sounds like. To take the baby away for what, 2 or 3 days is what you were planning? That's a lot. That really is a lot. Now, the stuff about equal parenting, I do agree with. Look, I get it. She was the one who obviously held the baby, grew the baby in her stomach. I get it. But even still, I think that both parents, and therefore both parents' families, should be able to see the baby equally. I mean, that makes sense to me. Now, look, I get that might be a little bit controversial. Get in the comments. Do you agree or disagree with me? The comment about the therapist. Now, I feel like that might have been said, you know, with a good heart, but it doesn't come across that way. It comes across as quite patronizing, to be honest. Yeah, probably not the best thing to say. You were a bit at the butthole for that OP. Overall, a very contentious one. I still don't really know where I stand. Just not a great situation. I'd rather this never happened. Am I the butthole for demanding my husband pay me the $1,000 he spent behind my back? My husband and I used to have a two-income home. But in 2020, we lost our home and one of our incomes, his. We moved into a smaller apartment and had to sell many things and give up most of our costly habits. My husband has an expensive habit of going to the spa for a weekly massage session. We live in an urban area, so this stuff is ridiculously expensive. A single session is $250 and he has to have it every week, so that's nearly $1,000 a month. I offered him to have his session at a regular spa, but no. He simply has to get it from that luxurious spa near the restaurant we used to go, saying the lady who gives the massage is an expert and he's used to her. The problem is that I'm the only income earner and I'm struggling to make ends meet. I'm also pregnant and I need to save the money to prepare a nursery. I told him to cut his sessions, but he refused. I told him I won't be paying for them anymore and he said he'd get the money himself. Yesterday, I checked and saw that he's been using my credit card for his sessions for a whole month and had maxed out completely. I found that out when I went shopping for baby essentials and the cashier said I had no money. I had to return everything, then went home and went off on him. I told him he maxed my card out and made me look like an idiot at the store. He said he didn't tell me because he knew I'd have an issue with it. I demanded he pay back the $1,000 he spent, but he refused. I yelled at him, calling him irresponsible, and he got upset and called me selfish and told me to stop playing victim and that this is affecting both of us since he's going to be a parent too and it's stressful for him and I keep dismissing his own needs as a human. Okay, sorry, I can't help but laugh at this. What am I reading? I went upstairs and he went out. He started giving me the silent, but I kept demanding the money back. He said I shouldn't expect it since we're married and that my money is technically his and I should stop using his unemployment against him. Well, I wonder if OP's the butthole or not. And that's it, guys. The biggest butthole of this episode. We've saved the best to last in many ways, if you can call him the best. What a clown. I mean, first of all, $250 per week on a massage. If you're not getting a little bit more for that, if you know what I mean, then it's not worth it. That's what I'd say. $1,000 a month, $12,000 per year on massages when you're not even earning any money. You know what? If I didn't see it written down right here in front of me, I wouldn't even believe it myself. That is ridiculous. I had to laugh halfway through that. I literally had to pause the recording and start laughing because of how ridiculous that was. What a man. Like, he's literally stolen from you essential money that you need for your child to buy a luxury item. Break up with him, probably, is the advice there. I mean, wow. I say it again, what a man.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.